wind to this ditty, which fairly does treat of a damsel now living near Bishopsgate Street, who did lay her best gown and her smicket in pawn, with her nireal and likewise her ruffles of lawn, for to raise half a piece to put in for a lot, since she heard there was £3,000 to be got. If I can obtain it, she often replied, I will leave off my service, and near to Cheapside will go take me a lodging and lead a sweet life. Such a portion will make me an alderman's wife. In my noble adventure, good fortune be kind, for the £3,000 does run still in my mind. Am I not both youthful, straight, proper, and tall? Now when I have a swinging large portion withal, I shall soon get a husband, I make no great doubt, for the noise of my money will be blazed about. Therefore when I recover the £3,000, then my glory through London's fair streets will abound. Then to an old conjurer straight she did go, for to learn whether she might obtain it or no. Then a shilling she gave him, therewith a good will, and besought him to manage the best of his skill. For the £3,000 she was willing to have, that she might be a lady rich, gallant, and brave. He told her the £3,000 was ordained for another, and therefore could not be obtained. But if £2,000 and 500 will do, pretty lass, I'll engage to secure it for you. If you can be contented with such a low prize, since the other's disposed on, sir, that must suffice. This said to her mistress, she presently hied, where she bid her with speed a new servant provide, for she would be no longer a drudge and a slave, being fully persuaded that now she should have here a vast sum of money, both silver and gold, many £100 more than her apron could hold. Her mistress, not knowing what run in her mind, she began to discourse her in order to find what might be the just reason that Susan would go. 'Twas a folly to argue, for it must be so. Susan crying out still, I must bid you adieu, for I hope I'm a far better woman than you. So far on the fortune man words she relied, that she reckoned ere long she through London should ride, in a coach with 6 horses and footmen likewise, which was all to be gained by this rich golden prize. But at length came a blank which did pull her pride down, and she now is the laughter and scorn of the town. Poor Susan is now in a sorrowful case, for her clothes are in pawn, aye, and she's out of place. And the rich gilded coach which so ran in her mind, it is fled like a cloud that's dispersed with the wind. Now, you lasses of London, pray never presume for the £3,000, lest her lot be your doom.